This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, drivers on I-95 in Philadelphia are wrestling with longer commutes after part of that big highway collapsed yesterday when a tanker truck caught fire. A section of I-95 is shut down indefinitely. The good news? No injuries reported. Governor Josh Shapiro.
A vehicle fire underneath I-95 behind me here caused a portion of the highway above to collapse. At least one vehicle is still trapped underneath the collapsed roadway. Preliminary reports indicate that a commercial truck carrying a petroleum-based product was the source of the fire.
He plans to issue a disaster declaration today to speed federal money to Pennsylvania. Former President Trump's traveling to Miami today, getting ready for that court appearance tomorrow.
Trump is set to appear Tuesday afternoon in federal court in Miami to answer to dozens of felony charges accusing him of illegally hoarding classified information. The Justice Department's first prosecution of a former president concerns conduct that prosecutors say jeopardized national security and involves Espionage Act charges that carry the threat of a significant prison sentence if convicted. Trump is expected to leave for Miami today to meet with advisors, and after the court appearance, he plans to return to New Jersey, where he'll hold a press event to publicly respond to the indictment, charging him with 37 felony counts. Trump is also calling on supporters to join in a planned protest Tuesday at the Miami courthouse. I'm Donna Water.
Ukraine says it's retaken another southeastern village from Russian forces as its counteroffensive steps up in its battle with Russia. Tony Award winners, Best Musical, Kimberly Akimbo, Best Actress in a Musical, Victoria Clark. This is AP News. And now, an empire on the move. The AP's Julie Walker.
Billionaire investor turned philanthropist George Soros is ceding control of his $25 billion empire to a younger son, according to the Wall Street Journal. 37-year-old Alex Soros told the paper he's more political than his 92-year-old father, who's been a right-wing target for his backing of liberal causes, such as reducing racial bias in the justice system. Alex said he was broadening his father's liberal aims and embracing different causes, including voting and abortion rights and gender equality. He also said he'll keep using the family's wealth to back left-leaning politicians. In December, the Board of Open Society Foundations elected Alex as its chairman, succeeding his father. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.